This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first of assembly polls yesterday. Tamil Nadu also recorded unprecedented poll participation of 85.14% in the single-phase polling of assembly elections yesterday. In West Bengal, in the first phase of two-phase assembly elections, 152 constituencies, Bengal, went to polls yesterday. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the voter turnout in the first phase of the West Bengal Assembly polls was the state's highest ever percentage since independence. In West Bengal, nearly 91% of males, over 92% of females, and nearly 57% of third gender exercised their franchise, while in Tamil Nadu, over 83% of males, nearly 86% of females, and over 60% of third gender cast their votes. Four assembly constituencies recorded voting percentage of 90% or above, with Karur district registering a total of 92.63% voting. Chennai district registered 83.74% for the first time in electoral history. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after voting ends. They can be removed only at the designated data collection and receiving centre in the presence of the assistant returning officer. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth-level officer, BLO, can leave the polling stations until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. Meanwhile, a trial run of webcasting for the second phase of polling will begin at 10 a.m. today. The exercise will be conducted in three shifts. Meanwhile, campaigning in West Bengal has intensified for second phase of assembly elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at Damdam this morning, followed by another rally at Buraipur. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting at Le Bukhali Maidan in Hingalganj and Konag Nagar. Later in the evening, he is scheduled to hold a roadshow at Athpur EST Gate in Jagaddal Assembly constituency. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee will hold campaign in Bhavanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee will hold election meetings and roadshows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Parganas today. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly during a special one-day session today. According to an official notification issued by the Assembly Secretariat, the session will commence at 11 a.m., during which the Chief Minister will move the confidence motion. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will celebrate National Panchayati Raj Day today. The day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. The main event will be held in New Delhi. The ministry said in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has strongly advised Indian citizens not to travel to Iran, whether by air or land. The embassy said airspace restrictions and operational uncertainties due to regional tensions continue to affect international flight operations to and from Iran. It further reiterated that all Indian nationals currently in Iran should leave the country through designated land border routes, strictly in coordination with the embassy. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks at the White House last night. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.